Okay, so now that we've all had a bit of time to think about it, does anyone have any concrete proposals, or do we want to just go through people and start placing them and kind of discuss as we go along?
I don't think there are concrete proposals.
Yep. Not really.
No, it's kind of, we should maybe find a method to do stuff. Like, I don't know, choose one parameter.
Okay.
The first parameter to choose people, to choose where to put people. Like, I don't know, maybe permanent staff and non-permanent staff. We know that professor will stay for a long time.
Yeah.
We don't know for the other. So
yeah, that's true.
Maybe that could be the first parameter to take into account, not just to
have these comfortable offices. And
yeah, and have this discussion every 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, that does make sense. That makes sense for everyone. So
yeah,
we can choose where to put.
Susan,
I would say the three first one of the list.
Yeah, because Martin's a professor, but he's only here half time,
yeah.
So it's sort of a different situation.
Yeah.
And he's
and
a professor at BPFL, but not
in
Geneva. He just does research in Geneva.
Mm. And maybe the two other senior, Andre and Nancy.
Yeah. Okay,
and
so let's
go
through that first.
Mm.
So what do you think for Susan and Lucky, for example, the rooms for one person? Yeah.
Yeah, that could be an idea.
For Susan, probably,
yeah,
because she prefers to have her own office.
Yeah.
Okay. Any preferences to which one? Not really. I'll put Susan here for now.
They can switch.
And then Maggie and the other one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's up to them, I guess. No,
it's up to us.
Yeah,
up to us. No, I mean, they can
switch
to them.
They're not here.
They can switch to them.
Okay. And then
Pierrette next. So we need to put Pierrette, Andre, and Nancy. Do we want to? The question is now: is do we want to put the three together? Or the three completely separate with other people?
I would say not together. And
well,
three
Pierrette has
students.
Yeah.
Andre and Nancy don't.
Yeah.
Well, does Andre?
Some.
He teaches
some. Yeah, but few. Less than Pierrette.
Yeah.
So we have.
Because also, if we're going to put people together by projects, then there's no sense to put them together because they all work on different projects.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I just realized something.
Mm-hmm.
The two people room in the middle, which have only one windows.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty hard to put two people inside that room.
Because they'll fit through the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite dark.
What about moving Gisella in there? If she's in there half the time, she can have her desk near the window.
Except
and okay, she's not near the mailbox, but...
And near the photocopy.
They may be more sort of practical in terms of working environments for people.
Yeah.
It would be nicer.
And what about the reading room?
But again, one of the reasons for putting the reading room where it is so
but
they can have
I mean... I think everybody is supposed to spend more time in their office than in the reading room. Still, we might think that it's better to have a more comfortable office than a more comfortable reading room. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It changed the plan of the morning, I'm sorry, but I just realized that stupid architects put only one window. Who built this building? Do we know that?
I don't know.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. We spent quite some time at the last meeting and to decide this.
I know,
and
but in the last meeting, nobody just took attention at this one window's problem. And I think it is one problem.
Of course, but everybody had the documents before, so you could have studied them.
Yeah,
so
you could. I can say the same to you.
You said that there's electricity. What if we put the two people that are 50% in that room? In the
two APFL people?
Yeah.
That's really welcoming and warming.
But they're only here, 50%.
Yeah.
Well, let's how we can fill the three-person rooms.
What? Say it again.
How we get... Who we gonna put in the three-person rooms? I mean, we have now two three-person rooms left, and
you know, but the main problem we have the same number of plates and the same number of people now.
So everyone has to go somewhere.
Yeah, and I just noticed that we have these two people room.
And you also have one
window
with two windows.
I don't mind going into this office.
You don't mind to have
Nikos volunteers.
Okay. Nikos and
who are
you,
taking you
have
with you?
To find you have to find somebody agree to come with you. And it's not a question of you, it's a question of windows. Who would you put with you? Let's put a 50%, so.
Oh, why not?
Okay.
From the
let's put David in there.
Yeah. Do you know David?
No.
You will learn to know
him. You meet him. Okay. So, I'm just going to make a list on here of who we have. And keep talking.
So, David and Nikos is done. And you
so, where were we?
Pierrette,
Andre and Nancy.
Andre and Nancy.
Maybe we can put Pierrette and her two PhD students into one room.
Yeah, why not?
How many PhD students do you have?
Well, two Marianne's or...
And me.
And you,
can
two.
Say.
Okay.
So yes, I'm doing a PhD.
Yes, there's the nose of Pierrette.
Officially.
Okay, so David, Nikos, Gisela, Maggie, and Susan are done. Okay.
So, and could you put the map again?
Yeah.
That might be a good idea to put Pierrette with two PhD students,
okay.
Whoever they are.
Would be nice and give them three windows.
Yeah, maybe the other one would be more convenient if we're all working on the same project.
Which
so we're close by.
Okay.
Okay.
Oops.
So Pierrette and the two Mariannes.
That won't get confusing.
Yeah, I'd like to have a view to the mountains, but well.
Okay. So put me with Marianne and Pierrette, it's all right. And we put Marianne in front, if you want to be...
Here?
No, on the room on the opposite.
I'm here.
Oh, no, that's the old town view.
Well, that would
have to be here, or the other three-person room.
Yeah, well...
Pick a room. The old town is as well.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's all right.
Is the old town beautiful enough?
She's not that far if she's, in this one here.
And that's good, because there are... Pierrette, Marianne, and Nikos there on the other side of the corridor. So it's,
Okay, so Marianne, and who do you want to work with?
Who's there?
Nancy, Martin, Pierrette. No, Pierrette is done.
Okay.
Andre, Yalina, Maria, and Agnes.
Yalina would be good. And Agnes is working for the same project as well.
Okay, so put Yalina with...
With a beautiful laughter.
Yeah. Okay. And we have... now... Do you think it's a good idea to put Martin and Andre together, since they are working on the same project?
Yeah, that could work.
And anyone Martin is just 50% in.
Yeah. And we might put Martin and Andre and someone else in the 3-person rule.
Yeah.
Since it's a 50%, it's a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I can go in there because Martin and I are working on sort of the same thing.
Okay.
And that leaves
Maria and Nancy. That's useful.
That's all?
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
Why?
So, what do we think about that?
Okay, why don't we move Maria to this? To where to the office I'm supposed to be, and I can go with Nancy.
No, it's not that. It's just you've almost got like a project split, except that you don't, because Nancy and Maggie and I work on Parmenides, and then Andre, Martin, Maria, and I also work on IM2, and so does Susan. Although the Susan and Maggie,
I think this
can't
project
really
thing is not a good thing. This project splitting, you know?
Yeah.
Splitting by project.
But then we should split the little med SLT party up.
Yeah. No, but
yeah,
if you split by project, you put me in one person room.
Oh, on your own. I would put it the other way. I would put the room with Martin in it in the two-window room, because he's 50%, so then at least the other two people get...
Could you say that again?
Put Martin in the three-person room with two windows.
Okay.
Since he's 50%.
Okay. So you just... You just move him, or the two groups? You just...
Either way. Well, I don't know if we're splitting up.
But is this about
or
windows? Or
yeah,
is it
that
about.
Was my
it must be functional. If you and Martin work on the same project, then.
Yeah, I mean, with whom
I'm
you'd
trying
like
to,
with whom you'd like to work in the same office? I mean, is it important to have someone from the same project? Or.
I don't think it's necessarily so important to be in the same office with someone.
No.
If you're working on the same project.
Yeah, we can Skype each other, yeah.
Yeah, we can Skype. But you're gonna disturb all the
too
people.
Lazy to get up and walk next
you're
door.
You're gonna disturb all the people by Skyping all the time.
I don't know, like right now, I share an office with Bruno. We don't work on any projects together.
Except coffee time and...
Yeah.
That's important project
of
too,
but
the sitting and stuff like that.
That's fine. Like, I don't need to be in the same office as someone who works on IM2 or... Someone who works on Parmenides. It's not like...
And it's quite funny to hear other activities around you and not always the same stuff.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Especially when it's activities that you don't
understand
or...
About, yeah. You hear things out of context.
Yeah.
I agree, but the setup is pretty good now. So Bruno is not on MedSLT and he's sharing the MedSLT office. I'm not sharing somebody with...
Yeah.
I work on the same project.
No, that's quite nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. You were saying that Maria and Nancy doesn't fit.
I just
together in the same.
Can't really see them sharing an office.
So what do you
why.
Say if you change the office? I don't know. And you work with Nancy or what do you? Yeah.
Or put Andre and Nancy together because they're starting that new project.
Oh yeah.
For example.
And then put Maria with
Martin
me and Martha.
Yeah.
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 I could see that
sounds
working
okay.
a bit better.
Yeah, okay, why not?
What are you
I'm
saying?
Not totally convinced.
Sorry?
I'm not convinced.
No, what's bothering you?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is it now?
I thought you were saying you didn't want to be in a three-person room.
Yeah.
First of all.
And then you were
changing your mind all the time.
Somebody from the beginning I said the three-person room is quite, I mean, it's a disadvantage.
Yeah, but if you work with the people like Birgit and Marianne.
And to change a little bit this disadvantage, we put somebody to take a sense in three-person rooms, so we could do the same in the three-person rooms.
But
there is still this
you
problem.
And Nicholas have the window problem.
Yeah.
Which is why I still think we should put Gisella in that room, because it's... Well,
she
gets the window, the stagiaire, whatever, he's there for 2 months. It's their problem.
Yeah, and a stagiaire is here for work.
Yeah.
Not
for enjoying the view.
Exactly.
Anyway,
it's always foggy in Geneva, so there is no view.
The event is having quite a unadvantaged situation because there are Marianne and Bruno who are having reception hours.
Yeah, but
so it's going to
be... And Jared as well, we all have a reception
hour. Yeah, so it's quite a traffic there, I would say.
Yeah.
So what if we switch,
Will there be wireless in the building? I mean, if there are reception hours, so somebody could move to the reading room and have people...
You have to have a computer with wireless.
Oh, isn't this the case? Doesn't everybody have
some? No. Well, most of us, first of all, have desktop computers.
So
well,
of course,
we can move with your desktop.
Yeah. Plus, you can't assume that you can just use the reading room for reception hours.
No.
Right, like if people are actually using it as a reading.
The aim was having a room, common room for reading, or...
So what... Can we say we're going to move Gisella here?
Okay.
And then... I think that gives us a little bit more flexibility to play with moving people around.
Okay, can we say that David...
goes here.
Yeah, instead of...
You were the first one on the list, but if you wanted to remove someone else.
No, because I was thinking of we can having these two offices which are near to the lift, give this office for reception people.
Reception people.
We are Pierrette, the two Marianne, and I are receiving, and Maggie and Susan are receiving a lot of students.
So what if we put you with...
With the Finnish, for example, if you want.
well, you have
you also already speak quite well Finnish, so...
Yeah, so that's
good.
Okay. Look at that.
Yes, I will.
I'm just putting Elena into
But that's nice to have a corner, a student area.
So
you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's easy for them to...
Yeah, to find us, and it's also quite noisy when you have this kind of parade of students before the exams.
Mm.
So if you work, and you have this.
So Nicholas and Elena.
Are you agree with that?
Somewhere else?
I have no problem with that.
So in the photocopy is still there.
Yeah, we have to put one from the other side of the photo.
You just don't photocopy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who does anyway?
Yeah, the people having students.
Yeah.
So maybe you and Bruno should take this office.
No, but it's too far from...
Well, you have the other...
Yeah.
...lift.
Yeah, if we change the
switch,
three people, Pierrette, Marianne, David,
with here
and...
That's a good idea.
And then you two.
So we have three windows
room
with you
we
everywhere.
Got it.
Aha.
That's what the plan was.
With the
from the beginning.
Oh, my mountains, yes.
To get the photocopy noise. Now we're all going to come photocopy just to annoy you.
We
and
do
it's not very healthy, but yeah.
And bathrooms are nearby. Yeah.
Yeah, and.
Okay.
I think that's quite nice.
Or did. Was good. I should start making full sentences. What about... I was thinking about moving Pierre and Marianne into a two-person office rather than a three-person office.
And then?
But
and put David?
With Andre and Nancy, for example.
In a two-person office?
No, in a three-person office.
And why?
Yeah.
Because if they have reception... I know, I thought you were saying that here it should have a smaller office or be in a smaller office because of reception or something. Or did I just completely misunderstand?
No, the reason to put Pierrette and Marianne and to put Marianne and I together is because of the noise we make by receiving students. And then the reason to put David in this office is
because he's 50%.
Yeah,
it's
50% in a street.
Okay, that works.
Please, office. That sounds nice, no?
Yeah, it sounds good. Mm-hmm.
And I think we do have the best office. So
yeah, I think too. I'm quite happy
it's
with
it. Kind of dictatorship decision, but we are here to make a decision. So. And Agnes, you're going to sell this to the administrator.
Yeah, I'm going to try, yes.
Yeah, so?
Okay, what arguments do I need? Well, we have
the argument of
the
students.
Group and students
yeah.
here.
You can know.
Although you still have Susan and Maggie over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's quite logical to have for the professors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One person rooms, I think.
Yeah.
It is sort of a, well, no, it's not a project spot. It's weird because it kind of isn't. Because Marianne Martin and I all work on the same project.
Yeah.
And then Andre and Nancy work on the same project. And
yeah,
and
but we all work on different projects,
yeah.
So we can't. That is a little square you took. Oh, it's a printer. And the photographer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just write down the arguments for why.
Student
one suggestion, if possible, we could move me and Yelena to the office where Andre and Nancy are now.
You just want a bigger window.
No, I just, it's just more convenient if I'm closer with my
you.
Little partners on my project.
Okay.
We can Skype, as you said.
No, yeah, that's not
happy.
So, the arguments
yeah.
are student reception in one corner.
So that's noise reduction.
Yeah. 50% staff in the three person room.
Okay.
And the project, they are quite well cooked actually.
Yeah.
Now they are, yeah.
Yeah. And
except for David, we can't do anything
yeah.
about that.
And the two professors is one single.
And well, Gisela, she's kind of in the middle.
Yeah. Same.
She's the heart of the.
Yeah, heart of the.
And since you will meet the administrator, can we ask for a coffee machine somewhere?
In the reading room, that would be good.
Yeah, or in that hall. I mean, the sixth floor,
it's
there's
not
no coffee
kitchen.
Machine.
Oh, it's not a kitchen. Oh, it's
you mean like a little machine or
no,
a vending?
A vending
machine.
Machine.
The little machine, I think, would be harder to sell. But.
Out of time.
With good coffee.
With good coffee.
Yeah.
Italian one, please.
But strong, strong good coffee.
Yeah. And herb tea.
Yeah. Good strong.
What happened?
Yeah. What'd you say? Hot tea?
Herb tea.
Oh,
good afternoon, yeah. If it's with strong coffee, I don't sleep.
If you're late,
yeah.
If you work late, yeah. And you drink,
yeah. And do we know if there will be air conditioning?
Is there actually a smoking area somewhere? Not for
not
me,
smoking building.
Yeah, but we have the terrace still. On the sixth floor,
or there is no terrace on that building.
No, no, no.
They'll have to go down.
They have to go down. Yeah.
So no, we're not going to change the plane only for the smokers.
So
well, it's ideal for Nancy.
Yeah,
she's just very
yeah.
close to the lifts.
Exactly.
And Susan
and
Maggie
both
as well.
Yeah.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, I think it's
okay.
Let's see what the other ones
do.
Yeah, I think so.
Just checking if they actually have everyone, but I think they do.
So when exactly are we supposed to move?
Three weeks.
Three weeks. So they've set up everything, wiring, internet. Or what's this step?
As far as I know, as far as I know, basically we pack up one day, the movers come, take all our stuff, put it into the right boxes. So when you get there the next day, all your stuff is already in your office.
Wow.
And all the
that's
IPs and everything
yeah.
is set up. They're trying.
Hmm.
So, we'll see. Make sure you label your boxes properly. especially the Marianne's.
My boxes.
Yes, they don't confuse with the other Marianne's box.
Yeah.
Can we think of putting a whiteboard somewhere in the hall for general information?
We can try.
That
I can ask.
Be a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, mailing lists. Of course, you can mail in. Yeah.
But that's not really.
Yeah, but I mean, you have a nice poster of the next conference. You don't.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
You know,
posters.
Kind of
okay, that's kind of a
big board.
Yeah.
With
yes, sir.
Where? Like along.
Along one
Gisella's
of the walls. Yeah.
Or in front of a reading room.
Yeah.
Well, there are lots of walls.
Yeah.
We can put posters in.
Okay, so. Along that bottom hallway somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else I need to ask them?
No special questions.
I don't. Actually, we may need to sort out.
Ooh.
That's not helpful. I don't know if we need to sort out who sits where. Because if they're going to plug everything and set everything up,
I think it's everybody's responsibility to find if they prefer to be in front of back to window or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, if we start doing that and then what happens?
Yeah, we don't want to
mind. We are all adults, so I think we can
all speak. I just can't remember whether they're actually going to set everything up for us or not, but we can change it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it then. Save this.
Can you mail a copy of that to everybody?
Yeah. Not right now, because I'm not connected to the internet. But they will.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Done.